believe. Come on and believe.
Kirk Franklin and the family here on Sounds of Praise, and he'll take the pain away, whether it's physical, whether it's mental, whether it's spiritual. You give it to Jesus, he will take it away. Why? He paid for all of those negative things by his sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. That means you're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, Tosh Free Farm Radio. This is a Sunday, March the 6th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring part two of a three-part series. I said last week two-part series, but it's going to be a three-part series. The music of Fred Hammond and Kirk Franklin and their friends. Okay, I want to remind you again, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer sometime around 7:15, prayer and praise. You have a praise report or a prayer request, give us a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Let's go all the way back to 1993. After Fred Hammond left the group commissioned, he started out as a single, and then he joined up with a group called Radical for Christ. And his first album was called Deliverance. So we're going to play the title song from that first album, Fred Hammond, here on Sounds of Praise. Send this one out to Darryl Best. Darryl Best, when he was DJ before me here on Sounds of Praise, he loved this album, loved this recording. He played it out as often as he could. And so Darryl and your wife and your children, two children he has now, this one is for you from Fred Hammond in Deliverance. Fred Hammond here on Sounds of Praise, and that was Deliverance, his first album after leaving the group Commissioned, and that came out in 1993. Somebody around here is getting old. Can't be me. Send that one out to Daryl Bess, his wife, and the children. Okay, Kirk Franklin and family. This one goes back quite a way as well. Also, I'm digging up all the oldies and goodies here. Kirk Franklin and family going back to 1993 from one of his first albums, I believe might have been his first album as well. And this is Silver and Gold here on Sounds of Praise. It's 7:14 here on Sounds of Praise, and before we go before the Lord in prayer, let's run down what we played in this last set. We heard Kirk Franklin and the Family with Hosanna. Fred Hammond was next with You Bless Me Over and Over. Kirk Franklin followed with He Will Take the Pain Away. Fred Hammond with Deliverance, sending them out to Darryl Best and the Family. And we concluded the set with Kirk Franklin and the Family with Silver and Gold. 7:15 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. You have a prayer request or a praise report, give us a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. And I invite the many Christians out there in the listening audience to join in with me as we bring these requests and the praise reports before God's throne. 617-627-3800. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister with Come On, Let's Pray. And then they're going to be followed by Tamela Mann and Take Me to the King here on the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of Sounds of Praise.
Where you should be, and I get you down. He's always around, my brothers and sisters. You can lean on you. me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray, what's left to do?
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight. No tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King.
7:26 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. We have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for MT. MT is recovering from surgery. We're praying that God's going to continue to touch her body and give her complete deliverance. MT, who's recovering from surgery. Then we're praying for MP, that we pray for deliverance from dementia. MP who's suffering from dementia, we're praying for her deliverance. Then we're praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle of Medford is doing very well from her most recent procedure. She has another one coming up, and we're praying that God's going to continue to bless and strengthen her as she goes through, and that all the various other ailments that relate to these back and leg problems will be delivered from them as well. M. Michelle of Medford. Then we're praying for Lee of Cambridge. Lee asks us to pray for families and also for her mother, who's been laid up for quite a while. They're praying that she's going to be able to get out for Resurrection Sunday. Lee of Cambridge asks us to pray for families and that her mother be able to get out to church on Resurrection Sunday. Also at the Abundant Life Church in Cambridge, there are four individuals going to be ordained as deacons today at the Abundant Life Church. Four individuals ordained as deacons today at the Abundant Life Church in Cambridge. Look to God in prayer. Dear Father, in Jesus' name we come this morning thankful, Lord, because we can turn to you in our hour of crisis. We can turn to you when things are not going well. We can also turn to you when things are going well and give you thanks and praise because of what you're accomplishing in and through our lives. So therefore, whatever the situation, Lord, we want to be in an attitude of atmosphere of prayer where we can convene with you and communicate with you. And also hear from you so that we might be able to do the things you would have us to do. So we pray, O Lord, that you would minister powerfully in the life of your servant, Lord, and through this ministry into the lives of those who are in need, Lord. We don't take their needs for granted. We thank you just for this opportunity, this privilege that you've given to us so we might minister into various numbers of lives through this ministry. We pray, O Lord, that you would minister powerfully in the life of MT. She's recovering from surgery. We thank you, Lord, that you brought her through. And now, Lord, we're looking for full deliverance. Lord, may she be able to return to her job and all the other things that you have her to do. We know that she's active in her church as well. Pray, O Lord, you would minister in her life there and all her church members, her family, and friends. We're praying, O Lord, that they might see the reality of your presence working in her behalf even through this situation. And as you raise her up, O Lord, may she be even strengthened and have a new dedication and a great desire to live for you and to serve you in spirit and in truth. And may many be blessed even in and through her life. We're claiming victory in Jesus' blessed name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. An MP who needs deliverance from dementia, Father, right now, we bring your servant, Lord, and place her in the palm of your hand. Nothing is too hard for you. What doctors and medicine and science can accomplish, we know that you, who are our great physician, and Jesus, who was stricken in his own body with 39 stripes, we pray, O Lord, that through his stripes we may attain healing in the life of MP right now and deliver miraculously from dementia so she might be able to return to her various activities. Her family and friends might be blessed because of what you've done and what you're going to do in her life, and that many who may be outside of your saving grace and keeping power might see your work in and through her life and even recognize the need to turn themselves over to you and to your control. So may many wondrous things be accomplished even through this situation. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Lee of Cambridge, who's praying, asked to pray for families and for her mother, who may be able to get out to church for quite a while, but may be able to get out on Resurrection Sunday. Father, we pray you would minister in Lee's life, Lord. We know what a trooper she is, how busy she is, all she's involved, Lord, in your ministry and helping out with her mother and various other things as well. Pray that you would provide for her, strengthen her, encourage her, bless her, and make her a continued blessing. Remember her mother, Lord, touch her body and strengthen her so she might be able to get out to church on Resurrection Sunday. Also remember families, Lord. We know the enemy is working and attacking in various ways and in various families. So we pray, Lord, that even though this might seem like a general prayer, but that you might know exactly where to minister, what families are in need and what the needs are. And because you are God, we can trust you to provide exactly what is needed, when it is needed, in Jesus' blessed name. And also, Lord, remember the four individuals who are going to be ordained as deacons today at the Abundant Life Church in Cambridge. We pray, oh Lord, you would minister powerfully, send your anointing, Lord, into their lives. Give them clear direction as to how they are to live for you and serve you in spirit and in truth. And may many be blessed, many may be encouraged, many be strengthened by your ministry through them into other lives, so that your name might receive all the honor, your name might receive all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we're rejoicing, Lord, how you've worked in her body even through this physical situation that she's had, and how the doctors were able to provide some relief in her back. We pray, oh Lord, you continue to minister on her behalf as they minister in her leg as well. And we thank you, Lord, that you've been able to open doors so that she's able to continue to go to church on Sunday. We pray, oh Lord, you may make her a continued blessing in the days which are ahead. And may her life, Lord, speak of your great presence in her life so that she might be encouraged and strengthened to go ever onward and forward in you. And we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' great and mighty name. Amen. I want to remind you or inform you that if you have a prayer request when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can call it into our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. If no one's the answers the phone, you can leave a message, and as soon as we get that prayer request or that praise report, we're going to begin praising God or praying for you, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so the many Christians out there in our listening audience can also join in and lift up your praise report or your prayer request before God's throne. The number again when Sounds of Praise is not on the air is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. That's DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. DarnleyVB at Verizon.net. And as soon as I get your prayer request or your praise report, I'm going to begin praying for you or praising God with you, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians out there can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. Okay, 7:34 is the Sounds of Praise time. Let's see. Okay, let's go back. We heard at the beginning of this set, Hosanna, Kirk Franklin and the Family. Fred Hammond followed You Bless Me Over and Over. Kirk Franklin with He Will Take the Pain Away. Fred Hammond with Deliverance. Sent them out to Daryl Best and the Family. Kirk Franklin and the Family was next with Silver and Gold. Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister led us into the When You Pray. And When You Pray segment of the ministry would come on, Let's Pray. And then we heard from also Tamela Mann and Kirk Franklin with Take Me to the King. You know I love that song, don't you? Play it every chance I get. 7:35 here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, and if you just tuned in, let me inform you that we're going to have a part three. There was so much great Fred Hammond and Kirk Franklin music in the library, I couldn't possibly get it on in three programs, never mind two programs. So next Sunday, we're going to bring you part three of the three-part series. And then the following Sunday, it's going to be our Palm Sunday program. I need you to pray with me for that because, like I said earlier in the program, I thought Palm Sunday, or at least Resurrection Sunday, was not until April, but they are both in the month of March. And so, therefore, since I haven't done a thing working on those programs, I'm going to be a busy little beaver from now until, the third Sunday, 20th of March, when I'll be hopefully bringing you our Palm Sunday program, the 27th of March, when I'll be bringing you our Resurrection Sunday program. But like I said, haven't done a bit of work on it. So many other things going on. But anyway, hopefully God is going to direct and bless, and we're going to get those programs out for you. But next Sunday, part three, Kirk Franklin and Fred Hammond and family and friends here on Sounds of Praise. Hopefully you enjoyed part one, and we're almost through with 7:37 as we work on part two. And I know we've got a lot of great music coming up for part three as well, so keep us in your prayer. Fred Hammond, next, front and center, Lord of the Harvest. And that goes back to 2002. And from the album, Oh Come Let Us Worship Together. Fred, are you falling asleep on me here? Okay. Here we go. Fred, wake up. Come on. There he is.
Put your hands together. Turn over.
And because he's all those things, we love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. Can you just worship him just for a minute with me? Come on, band. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Worship all over the building. Let's stand and just worship. Come on. Do you love him? You are so
worthy.
Love him.
Love.
Come here, Teresa.
Love.
Lord Jesus, we really love you.
Love.
love you.
Love.
For your peace, we love you.
Love.
For your joy, we love you.
Love.
Come on, one more time. We love you.
Love.
We love you.
Love.
We love you.
Love.
Who loves him? We love you. Nothing like the name.
Jesus.
When I'm sick in my body and the medicine won't help me, I call on his name.
Jesus.
When my friends have turned against me and there's no call on, I gotta call on.
Jesus.
Has anybody ever tried him? Anybody ever looked at him? Don't you love him?
Jesus.
If you love him, can you just wave your hand and call his name?
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Jesus.
Say no weapon formed the arrows or the snares set by your enemies, if you believe it, say you.
There just ain't one.
Although they've set a snare, a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
Put your roller skates on. Feel good, don't it? Lace them up and do this with me.
Okay, it is 7:57, time to pack the bag and get ready to move out. And I want to remind you again, the next Sunday we'll be back with part three of this Fred Hammond, Kirk Franklin special. And then the following Sunday, we'll have our Palm Sunday program, and that's going to be followed by our Resurrection Sunday program on the final Sunday of the month of March. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. We do it all over again. And if by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless you.
Get it, don't stop, it's for you. Can't you feel it, Jesus? It's